I mean, I think that we're in a new day and age where black women need to be more strong and dominant. And if you want us to just jump into a relationship being submissive, you look like, go find somebody else.
No, hell no. Welcome to 25 and Nova Club. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, and tell a friend.
It's your girl, Ill Lil.
Billy the bad guy. Actually, it's his last day.
Shimmy?
It's his last time being on this show.
Oh, where?
It's our boy Q. I gotta tell you, I'm mad at Q because, you know, I've been in the gym.
No flowers. How many times are you gonna talk about this?
I've been in the gym and he has not given me my flowers.
Not getting flowers.
I lost weight. My body has been toning up and he don't want to give me my flowers. Yep. And I understand the motivation aspect, but I like validation. Even though I said I don't need you for validation, but I like validation.
That's unfortunate.
Well, you know what's unfortunate?
Yeah, tomorrow's workout.
He's ODing because I ate Chipotle and I asked for a steak.
No, because you don't stop.
Anyway.
He so said you a greedy motherfucker.
I ain't see.
You said you don't stop. Like, what? Let somebody tell me that. I'll be like. You know?
Actually, when I go home today, I'm going to order chicken wings with garlic sauce and shrimp fried rice. I'm going to take a picture.
That sounds so good.
Take a picture and send it to you. And then I'm going to call out tomorrow for the gym.
That now.
I know where you live. I dropped you home.
Anyway, so the question tonight is, if you're serving plates for Thanksgiving, who do you serve first, your parents, your spouse, or your kids? But that's the question of the night, and we get to that in a second. But this episode is about being dominant and submissive in a relationship, all right? And I gotta say in the relationship, because last time I saw somebody that was that episode topic, they was like, yeah, because I want to be dominant in the bedroom. I'm like, yo, open up your mind to other things, not just about that. All right, so I'm gonna start with this question. Q, are you dominant or submissive in the relationship?
Dominant, obviously the sexual aspect, but we're not gonna talk about that.
Okay. I've heard she said you've done things that no one ever did before.
But outside of that, I think I just push myself to make sure I make sure that my significant other wants more for themselves. Okay. Then I guess I intentionally think they do. So I kind of like, I wouldn't say force rules and laws, but like I kind of force myself to like make sure they're making themselves happy as well as me. I don't know how to explain that, but.
Okay.
I'm a little bit of both. I think I just have a strong personality sometimes. So I'm going to have like a really dominant opinion on things and how I want things to be and go. But for the most part, I would say submissive. I want to be a little spoon. Like I want to be protected. Like I want that. I don't want.
I would definitely go with I'm 100% submissive. I'm automatically submissive because I think it goes back to me as a child. I never had that emotional space to be emotional by a loved one. Like I was never allowed to show emotions. So because I'm able to be loved or loved by somebody and able to let those emotions out, it just gives me that sense of I don't have to worry about a parent telling me, what are you crying for? Like, you understand for me? And then, again, like personal experiences, that things that I went through is just like, which I think ties back to my childhood, is just like, that's where that security shit kicks. Security and safety falls in. And then my confidence, like we all have our flaws. I need somebody who's on the help be stronger than, who's a little bit stronger than me, that's going to help build me up. Wow, I'm a therapist. Does that make sense?
Not trust him.
Yeah.
No, I do. It does. Because I feel the same way. Like, my childhood is probably why I think I am the way I am. Like, I just grew up feeling like the misunderstood child. And, like, nobody was ever on my side. So now, like, I want stability I want to feel the love all the time.
I grew up a mama's boy.
Oh, God.
Me being a mom's boy for so long, I just forced myself to grow out of that and, like, just wanted to, like, grow up trying to make my mentality that, like, I have to be, like, this certain type of aspect of a man.
Right.
So I think that goes into my dominance and, like,
I would say 90% submissive, because at some things I take control of planning things, like planning the trips, planning date nights. Like, because I'm such a, I'm not organized, but I want to make sure we dot our I's, cross our T's. I don't got time for you playing something and I make a mistake. And we make a mistake, now we sitting at the table eating McDonald's.
Baby, the last time I let somebody plan a date, I'm so mad at him.
You know, so that's where I yeah, you can't because I don't like looking stupid. Imagine making
wait, go back. I want to hear your stories about your dates. Cuz what are you talking
well,
about?
Well, let me say this. Imagine going on a date and then you just, there's like nothing planned and you're just like, "All right, so what are we going to do here?" Like, we literally at the table and I'm like, "All right, so what are we doing after this?" I don't know what you want to do. Okay. I need something planned out. Like, where are we going to eat after this? All right, after
that's straight back from like the first date as well.
Like, spontaneous is spontaneous, mm-hmm. but a date night sometimes should be planned.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
If you planned on going to this movie, which was my idea, if you plan on going to this movie, and then after the movie we supposed to go to this bar that you looked at, but you didn't check what time it closed.
No, now I got to ask.
That's something I'm checking, because I want to know what time we should get there and how long we could stay there.
Yep. Have the Uber ride planned out.
Who didn't check that? And now we have nothing to do for the end of the night. And now I'm upset.
I don't want to go on a date with a budget.
And now I'm upset.
Don't plan a date with a budget.
You ruined the end of my date. Thanks.
Yeah, no, Ruth Chris had $100.
I appreciate it, but you could have planned a little bit better.
Yeah. But what if that plan ended bad, but then something spontaneous happens and you guys like do some?
That's fine. That would have been perfect. But okay. The problem is, if we're going somewhere out of our normal area for this first part of this date, then you should know to look up things to do afterwards in the same area.
Okay.
And you knew about this place, but you didn't check what time it closed, knowing that we're in the middle of COVID. Knowing that, like, things are just different right now. Like, we don't live here. I would expect you to check that kind of thing.
And you got an attitude, because now I have an attitude.
No, that's exactly how it went. Now you mad at me for being mad at you.
The night never ends good like that.
And please, quite frankly, I don't care, because you should make sure everything was planned out. You should make sure everything was planned out. Like, it was just like, when I plan like a date night, I'm saying, all right, we're going to leave at this time. We reach at this place by this time. We could eat for like an hour and a half. After that, the movie starts at this time. After that, we could do this. And then we could do this, this, and this. The whole day is planned out.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do.
Make reservations for both.
Come on. So that's where I'm, because I don't have time for us to sit there looking stupid. So what are we going to do next? Because now I'm going to look at you like.
And I was cold too. So you already know I was upset.
It was in the winter?
I hate being cold. We went to see a drive-in movie. And it wasn't.
No heater in the car?
You can't have the cars on. It can't be idling.
Mm-mm.
So.
But yeah, I'm very submissive.
It wasn't summer.
Because I go back to I'm just very dominant. I have a strong personality all day. And then it's just like, I want to come home and just be like, I don't want to have to worry about telling you what to do. Or when I'm at home, I want to relax. So I don't want to have to keep being a boss. Thank you.
It was driving me crazy.
I don't want to have to worry about being a boss all freaking day. Like, you take control, even though it's not fair to you, but you have to. You know, homegirl Fantasia, Miss Ruin Your Miss Homewrecker, she says women can't find a man because they have trouble being submissive. Now, Q, do you think women have trouble finding a man because they don't know how to be submissive?
That's a possibility. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, I think this day and age where I respect the grind of, like, women trying to be business people and, like, you know, trying to be, they don't need a man in their life, you know, that type of thought process. And that does turn off a lot of men.
Don't expect anybody to be submissive to you straight off the bat. Like, you got to earn that.
It comes to a point where females think that they're too good. They don't need a man. They could do whatever they want. They can shake their ass. My man got to buy me this and that. He got to make this and that. And
you have to earn that. That's not even my personality. And you want me to just come into this like, yes, babe.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying, patience. I don't know.
I have
y'all,
patience.
Like, y'all, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying about the question. I think that it's expected straight off the bat sometimes, or it's not given enough time and effort to get that out of a woman. I mean, I think that we're in a new day and age where Black women need to be more strong and dominant. And if you want us to just jump into a relationship being submissive, you look like, go find somebody else.
No, hell no. I wouldn't expect that.
I'm just saying, based off what Fantasia or whoever said what they said.
Fantasia said women have difficulty finding men, even though she found another man in another relationship.
I don't have no difficulty.
Because they refuse to be, they have difficulty being submissive. I would agree with that to an extent.
Yeah, I think
like,
it goes hand.
I don't think, like,
as a gay man, how do you agree with that? What do you, like, I need you to explain.
Because, damn, you just outed me?
Shut the fuck up.
You just Joe outed me? I am a bisexual man. I think, because I do speak to a lot of my female friends, but a lot of my female friends, go back to Q, are very strong-minded women. And they just like, fuck, I don't need no guy to do this for me. Or I don't need you for this, you know? But let a man play their role. Let a man take their role and be a man. You know, instead of you saying, they try to plan date night. No, I don't want to do that.
So I think the correct thing is not that we have a hard time. Not we. Who's we? not that it's, I think women have a hard time finding men because they're not submissive. I think they have a hard time keeping men because they're not submissive.
That's okay.
Next.
That's a word. but for me, so where I become submissive is I like the, it has to do with security. I have to be able to feel safe around you. I'm not being submissive around someone who just got spoke to like a herb. Like, it's like
a herb. Fuck?
Like, you just let them talk to you like that?
That word
like,
in a minute.
You let somebody talk to you like that? I don't like that. Like,
reminds me of a conversation I just had where it was about the word babe. And to me, I don't use that word unless I feel secure. Like, you ain't going nowhere, babe. So that's part of like being submissive for me. And I think he had asked me, like, why I don't say it. Like, why I've never said it in all this time. And I'm like, because you never proved yourself.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not submitting myself to somebody who's more emotional than me. And I'm extremely emotional. So we both can't be crying. So it's like...
Train wreck.
Yeah, what the fuck you crying for? Man up. The fuck?
What would I say last week about the men and my emotions?
Like, stop fucking crying. Grow up. What's wrong with you? You a man?
Everybody's saying the same thing about you.
He does say the same thing about me. And I'm like, but you know I'm emotional. But yeah, that get a chest, my nigga.
Like, how you want to be dominant, but you whining about
you everything? Whining, like, the fuck? Like, I don't know. So I think for me, it's definitely back to security and making sure I feel safe and making sure that we are on the same page, I guess. Not really. Yeah, yes. Just making sure we're on the same.
On the same page, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because people be in a different chapter.
Different. So do you think men deserve to be submitted to right away? Or?
No, hell no, not right away. Mm-mm. No, definitely you have to. I feel like you have to earn. Yes, you have to earn that.
When are you submissive?
When? I think it takes time for me to get there. Same thing with you said, being comfortable, security. But I don't know, like, back to what you guys were saying about, like, planning dates and stuff like that. I'm not too big on that, to be honest. Like, I like to plan dates and stuff like that, but I don't know. I think when I like to plan dates, I like to make it, like, not a frequent thing. I like to make it extra special, so I don't want it to be too frequent in that regard.
Well, there could be special dates and then regular dates.
How many things? How many dates do you think should happen in a month?
A month?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the time frame of the relationship. So if it's, I feel like if it's like kind of like a new thing.
All right, the dating stage, 1 to 6 months.
The first 1 to 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
I say
this defines what kind of dater you mm-hmm. are.
On average for a month, maybe 2 to 3.
Okay. Oh, that's a good answer.
I saw your eye twitch. We got a problem.
My eye always twitching. Nah, it really yeah. is.
So what but, can you date a submissive guy?
Can I date a submissive guy? I don't think so. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like...
What is a submissive guy?
I think that lets me control everything. I don't want to be that one. I don't want to have control of everything.
Thanksgiving, you're at the table. Your wife, your mother's there. Everybody's there. Your kids is there. Who should your wife serve first? You, your parent, her parents, or your kids? In what order?
Wait, what? Me, your her kids, parents,
or y'all kids.
Or y'all kids.
Ooh. Me, personally, I would say me last.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would say the kids first and then the parents.
Mm. Kids, parents, then you.
And me, yeah.
You can actually make your own plate.
Whoa.
Me, I am, first of all, everybody's old enough to serve themselves, so the kids will eat first. But people think like the man should be served first, but I think the kids should be served first,
yeah.
Then your spouse, and then
the parents.
Your parents. Because, Ma, if you're really hungry, you could have got up yourself and got it.
I see spouse first. And kids and the parents, they can likely feed themselves. Like, I don't, unless you really ask me and you telling me exactly how much you want everything, I'm not making your plate because I don't know what you want. I don't like doing that. So make your own food. But spouse first, then kids. And because it's like kids. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, wait, spouse first, then kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Like,
all right. Well, that was a
I'm sorry. Huh?
Wait, what you gonna say?
I was gonna say, why spouse first?
Like, I just feel like I gotta take care of my man first. The man is the dominant thing of the house. Like, the man of the house. He needs to eat and be settled. Then I got the kids. The kids is rowdy. They run around. Get them sitting down. Make five plates. I'm five.
Wow. You told
five plates. What's this, Jackson 5?
Make one plate. Let me stop. But make the plates. Like, well, it's just kids. Like, it's more work to make kids' plates. That's how I see it.
No, you just force them to eat whatever the fuck's on that plate.
Who should get served first?
That's a hard question. I'm not going to lie. I like the idea of having the kids eat first. You know what I mean? Kids eat first. I think your spouse should eat second, and then your family. Because they're going to be understanding. They should understand the hierarchy of how things should go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Children, you know, nourish the babies first. You know what I mean? But I think the spouse should come right after. Interchangeable with the kids, realistically. But I say kids first, though.
And when do you make your plate, goddamn?
I think the hierarchy is the spouse first. That's just me.
Well, this was a short episode, but we'll be back next week with another great episode of the 25 and Over Club. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, because we know damn, why I keep fucking that line up? We know everything about everything, no, all right? We're still trying to figure it out, because why? You're not alone, we're not alone, so let's talk about it. Thank you, see you again next week, and...